amazing. Look at all the cars beneath us. Oh no, watch out. We're going straight for the tower.
Whoa.
This is the net. That's it, Dad. We're on our way to Dover now.
Hello. The steering wheel's not behaving itself.
We're turning away from the coast.
I do believe this car really does have a mind of its own.
We're heading straight out to sea. What on earth can Chitty Bang Bang be doing?
She's going to drop us in the sea.
We'd better get ready to swim.
No, don't worry, children. I think I know what Chitty Chitty Bang Bang has in mind. Look there, where we're heading for. Those are the Goodwin Sands.
The Goodwin Sands? I've never heard of them.
Well, they're acres of beautiful sand that get uncovered during a low tide like this, like a hidden island. And see that ship over there? That's the famous South Goodwin Lightship. It's got one of the loudest foghorns in the world and a great revolving light to warn ships away.
While they were busy talking, I was gliding down towards the beautiful golden sand, lapped by the soft blue ripples of the English Channel. The crew of the bright red-painted lightship came up on the deck and waved excitedly to us. Then Commander Potts gently took his foot off my accelerator. My wheels lowered themselves into position again, and we came into land on the hard, flat, golden sand. I ran a little way on the sand before I came to a complete stop, folding away my wings, propeller, and generator. And then I said, "Chitty, chitty, bang, bang," and Commander Potts switched off my engine.
Phew.
Thank you, dear Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. You're a real marvel.
Last one into the sea is a soggy bread and butter sandwich.
And after they had all swum about like dolphins and clambered about among the wrecks, they sat around the picnic hamper and between them ate up every single hard-boiled egg, every single cold sausage, and every single bread and butter sandwich.
Where are the jam puffs? You haven't eaten them all, Jemima, have you? And pass the lemonade.
Don't worry. There are plenty of jam puffs left for all of us.
Oh, no. The jam's oozed out onto my lap.
Then, happy and contented, they all lay down in the sunshine. And one by one, they all dozed off for a little rest.
Mm. Isn't it lovely, falling asleep in the sun?
It beats everything.
But. No one noticed that the tide was creeping in over the sands. And no one at all noticed that my wheels were slowly, inch by inch, being submerged by the incoming tide. And then, all of a sudden...
Oh, my goodness. What was that?
Help! Chitty Chitty Bang Bang is drowning!
Oh, it's only her wheels which are submerged. That hiss must have been the seawater reaching the hot metal of her radiator. Come on, children. Jemima, leave those picnic things. Get into the car at once. I'm going to press the self-starter now.
But where are we going? This is an island.
Up to the dry sand in the middle of the sandbank.
Oh, no! Look! The tide is chasing us. We can't pick up enough speed to take off. We'll never get out of here alive.
Well, I couldn't allow that to happen. So I made the violet light on my dashboard blink urgently. And I lit up the words, "Turn the knob."
Look, Dad. Chitty's telling us to turn that knob.
I'm doing it now. This.
What's happening?
Careful, son. Don't lean over too far.
The wheels are turning, and they're flattening out. She looks just like a hovercraft. She is a hovercraft.
Well, if that's the case, I'm going to press on the accelerator.
It's working. Her wheels are turning like propellers.
Woohoo! We're skimming on the water now.
Hold on, children. We're going to have to go very, very fast if we're not going to sink.
But, Dad, take care of those sunken masts. We don't want to crash.
Watch out! There's one right ahead of us.
Careful! I thought you were going to tilt right over then. You were going so fast.
Here comes another one.
And another. But together the Pott family and I managed to dodge all the obstacles.